In early March, mining company Rio Tinto gave away its shares in Northern Dynasty Minerals, owner of the Pebble Limited Partnership. One of the recipients of this gift was the Educational Foundation of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. Executive Director Greta Goto says the foundation provides several types of scholarships to the corporation's shareholders.
Our foundation supports three types of scholarship programs. The first is a higher education scholarship. The second is a vocational education scholarship, and we combine those two together called the HEVE program, and it's been around for a number of years. The other program is a short-term vocational education certification type program, and that particular program helps our shareholders achieve specialized certifications for training in order to enhance their employment or career opportunities.
On Friday, the foundation sold all of its Rio Tinto shares, netting a profit of $6.48 million. Goto says the proceeds will allow it to offer scholarships to even more individuals.
Over the years, we've been seeing an increasing number of applications for both the HEVE scholarship program as well as the short-term certification program. So these increase in funds will be able to help us meet that increasing need. And I would point out, too, you know, over the years, occupations that require higher levels of education, greater than high school, you know, those have been increasing, and so these types of training, the scholarship funds that we'll be able to utilize to help with training is going to be of benefit.
While recipients seek jobs both in and out of Bristol Bay, Goto notes that additional scholarships will make it possible to address the increased openings in the fishing industry.
I think it's interesting to note there's a number of the jobs that are available in the region with regard to construction-type projects and fisheries-related. We've had a number, increasing number this year in particular of shareholders asking for training in able-bodied seamen certifications. So I'm hopeful that there'll be increasing opportunities there in the region for realization of these funds.
BBNC's Educational Foundation supports over 8,000 Native shareholders within the Bristol Bay area, while the corporation dates back to the Alaska Native Claims and Settlements Act of 1971. From Dillingham, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.